This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of views, a lot of information about the American Family Farmer here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, a lot of things are on my mind today. Usually I start the hour with some news. Later we're going to meet a fellow named Corey Slovic, who is involved in the production, growing of hemp. A production of CBD, what we need to know around the country. The country, as we are waking up to what's really going on here, is pretty outraged, especially when looking at it from the perspective of the farmer, the family farmer, what it could do to help save farmers around the country, and the complete blindsided ignorance of regulators and politicians when it comes in. It's pretty deliberate, too. We'll talk about that with him. Meanwhile, a minority staff report published by the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry highlights the significant regional and financial inequities in these market facilitation program payments that I've been talking about here. Where did that $16 billion go? What about the farmers that were affected by these trade disputes? The China one, the one from Canada and Mexico, farmers in the north, the Midwest, the West got really hurt by the trade disputes. 95% of the money, the $16 billion, has gone to the south and the southeast. Duh. That's Sonny Perdue's background. He's from Atlanta, from Georgia. Took care of all of his friends, people that he knew that had shares in some of these businesses, the arbitrary sending of money to farmers who didn't weren't at any financial disadvantage whatsoever is a damned outrage. And it continues when you look at the disproportionate help that was given to large-scale operations versus the smaller operations that may or may not have been an important part of what was going on. Things have, it's just not right. And because the farmer has a smaller and smaller voice, well, the National Farmers Union, in my estimation, is the only real group that speaks for the family farmer. The American Farm Bureau Federation speaks to a point for the smaller farmer, but much more for the bigger, big ag businesses because there's more money and membership dues in it. I understand that. I belong to both of the groups, and I find that I'm more satisfied with what the National Farmers Union is doing on behalf of its membership. That is what we are learning about where this money goes. There's also, the U.S.-China trade deal has been something that's been negotiated, and maybe now they're going to fix it somewhat. I'm encouraged by some of the announcements anyway. But I still, more than what has to do with the trade of grains and stuff with China, this business with the hemp has really gotten a burr up my butt because it has been so misunderstood, misreported, and the whole thing has become a miscommunication. Not even miscommunication is too soft a word. It's deceitfulness on the part of many bureaucrats who have these stupid notions about hemp being the same as grass, and it's not. It isn't. I mean, that's the height of real ignorance. It really is. Also, I noticed that the Local Food Safety Collaborative, which is a program at Cornell University, released a report outlining the challenges that fruit and vegetable producers face when they're complying with those new, here's another bit of ignorance, complete ignorance, the Food Safety Enhancement Act and the regulations that have come out of it that are basically aimed at the small growers, not the big growers, although they say they exempt anybody who's making less than $500,000 a year. Yeah, look at the regulations. The report that came out of the Food Safety Collaborative and the United Farmers, National Farmers Union, shows, and there were 1,000 growers who were surveyed in this. Two assessments designed to determine the food safety practices, the attitude people have, what do they know about food safety, what are the local producers doing versus the national producers. And as usual, you find the local producers are doing a good job, far better than average with their safety practices, how they're improving the growth of food, what they're putting into the soil, what they aren't putting into the soil, versus the people who they're running these huge agribusinesses. They pay no attention. These are the people that are responsible for the E. coli and the salmonella and the listeria problems that come in sealed packages. It's not a local guy. It's never a local person. And yet, we've had these things passed. The Congress has sold a bill of goods by some of the people that actually mean well, but there are a lot of government bureaucrats that are involved in this, and they completely misled Congress and have created. This thing's been going on now for, what, 4, 5, 6 years in terms of the regulations being formulated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're really, it's an insult. It really is, because it doesn't make the food chain any better, any safer, because it ignores the problems in the people and the companies that are most responsible for the problems in the first place. So, anyway, there's a lot of that. And there are very few. See, the problem with me doing this program is you'll notice that I don't have any real advertiser, agricultural advertiser support, even though we're on almost 300 stations. The podcast gets to 24,000-25,000 people a week when we do it. It's because they don't like my attitude toward Big Ag. And my attitude toward Big Ag is based on my experience as a small family farmer. And they are doing everything they can. When they get Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, to actually say in public that if you don't get big, he said basically get big or get out, because you're going to get run over. And he predicted that there'd be like 100,000 or so farmers left in 20 years, and that's it. When fully, if you go back over the history of the country, most everybody used to have a cow, they had their own garden, and that's not practical. Even in suburbia, well, you can't have your own cow, you can't have your own chickens even, but you can't grow your own garden. God knows how long that'll last. Somebody will come along and want to put an end to that as well. But the whole idea of this program is to get you to understand what the various ways are for you to succeed. We always come up with ideas, hopefully, that will make you a more successful farmer. And to that end, if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the most recent podcast is a focus on how cows can save the planet. I always have this agriculture news at the beginning. I talked in the most recent podcast about the bankruptcy of Borden's and what's going on in dairy. I did notice that in one of the trades that I read, that the price of dairy has gone up. Well, excuse me for a second. The price is going up because there are fewer people milking cows, and there are fewer cows to be milked. So you've run all of them out of business. What do you expect is going to happen? So it's good for the people who have stuck it out, yep, for sure. But the people who have been run out and who have been kept from growing hemp and stuff to put their fields back into some productive use because they don't have to grow corn anymore. That still is something which we have not, we don't have a footprint yet for that and how to do it properly. But we discuss all of those things. The farmer's footprint is a focus in the most recent American Family Farmer broadcast, which is a podcast. You can hear it on all the regular channels, iTunes and Stitcher and every one of them have it. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can go to that website and you can actually hear it there. You don't have to go to any of the secondary sites. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, we meet this gentleman who's going to help us understand how we can, what we need to know about CBD and its uses and growing it and that sort of thing. What is the forecast he has for this year? We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, I want to help you get the most from a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Farmers are the same as everybody. They eat too much. And because, let's face it, the lack of activity, unless you're a dairy guy, your activity level slows down with the fall. And although you're preparing now, you're getting equipment and everything ready to go. As soon as the ground is ready to plow, you're at it, which will be another couple of months probably. But, over the holidays, you gain weight. And you want to get it off. You want to shake it off, you and your family. So let's point you in the direction of Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It works very simply. You take four capsules, or they have a liquid form, and we don't talk about that much because the capsules are handier. But you take it right before bedtime. Hopefully your stomach is fairly empty. You get a great night's rest. You let your body repair itself, rebuild, restore, and you'll wake up feeling rested. And after a couple of weeks of being on this program, you'll also notice the results. You'll have the pound is shaken off here and the pound is shaken off there. Snap a photo of yourself holding a bottle of Calotren and post it to their webpage, Calotren Selfie. Go to hashtag Calotren Selfie and put your picture in there. They'll it'll be kind of fun to do that, and it also will help you when it comes to getting some deals, because if you do a good job, they'll send you some free product. Calotren.com, the deal right now, you get discounts on every bottle you buy, $10 off every bottle, and after you buy three, you get the fourth bottle free. I maintain you got to stay on this program for at least 4 to 6 months, use a bottle a month, and you really see results. You'll not only lose the weight naturally, but you'll keep it off, which is also the desired effect. So be a good student of losing weight. Go to Calotren.com. Use the DJV code to get the special deal, the $10 off on every bottle, and a free one after you buy three. Free shipping as well. Calotren.com. The code is DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, let's get into this whole business of CBD oil and the growing of hemp and that sort of thing with our guest. Corey Slovic is the CEO of Core Roots, which is a brand that's around. Some of the people that I know and work with use it every day. I've used it. As a matter of fact, it's a well-founded, well-researched, well-produced product. And during the course of the next half hour or so, I'd like to probe with Corey not only what his company is doing and how they're growing, where they're getting their hemp for the CBD oil, but all of the controversy about the FDA warnings on CBD products, the confusion, the NFL, even, I mean, the government is shown to be as out of touch as you can possibly imagine. When the NFL actually looks at using CBD for pain and hemp oil and that sort of stuff, and the government is still dragging its feet, wow. So, Corey, welcome in. Happy New Year, if it's still applicable. I guess it's early enough in the year. I can wish you a Happy New Year. You have a company that I have regard for because you've done it the right way. What's your background? Where'd you come from?
Oh, well, first off, Doug, thanks for having us. Sure. I'm glad to be here. But my background, I actually used to be a professional snowboarder. And ironically, that's how I became.
You got hurt, I bet. You got sore, right? And you needed some day help.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was being every day black and blue, riddled with pain. But my story actually is, like I said, I was a sponsored professional snowboarder. I was doing all the flips and the tricks and all this stuff. And like I said, I was just riddled with pain. My friends, also the local snowboarders, they were making these topicals based off of CBD, based off of cannabis. And they weren't getting as hurt as I was, not nearly. And after so long, I said to myself, or I said to them, you know, what's going on here?
All right, and, so we'll learn what goes on.
Hold on. Their secret. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get the secret out there. Corey Slovic with Doug Steffen here.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kara Schillen is the producer at the controls on our weekly edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen talking to Corey Slovic, who's the CEO of Core Roots CBD. I was talking, you probably heard me, Corey, as I got started talking about some of the news that affects the small farmer, the family farmer. And the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation, to which I belong, are more favorable. In Massachusetts, they do bring in the smaller family farm because that's all that's around. The big farms are out in the Midwest and the South and the Southwest, Southeast too, to a point. But at the last Mass Farm Bureau meeting just before Christmas, the big topic was hemp and growing of hemp, because the state of Massachusetts has made an utter disaster of the regulations. And so they had, you know, there were a lot of farmers who were growing hemp last year because the state said, okay, here, we'll make it easier for you. Here's how you sign up. We'll regulate it and yada, yada. And then 2 weeks after they sent that announcement out, they sent out a note saying you couldn't grow CBD products. You can't use them in food. You can't claim that they're going to be helpful in terms of health benefits. And so here we go. They said they were going to wait for the FDA to do their CBD, their regulations. And that didn't clear the confusion. As far as I'm concerned, it made it worse. So,
you know, the thing is this, that, you know, there's just so much confusion, you know,
yes,
with each having every state with their own regulations. You know, now federally, the federal government stepping in last year with the farm bill. No one really knows what they're doing. And
no,
we just, as in the industry that we're in, and you guys as farmers, we just need to keep on rolling with the punches and kind of bob and weave when need be. You know, it's such a new industry, but it is a shame that, that the farmers and the people that are in my industry have to keep on changing. And can't just be set in stone to begin with.
It's easy enough. Your industry is more profitable than the farming industry in general is. But I will tell you, I had, you don't know this about me, but I have on my farm plans, we are now before the state, We have our host community agreement in the town where I live. I have a 114-acre farm, which is the largest piece of open land in what they call Metro West of Boston, and I was in danger of losing it. So my son came up with this plan with some of his friends that know how to do this to build a 100,000-square-foot grow facility for cannabis. And we're also trying, the original plans call for a hemp production facility, which we sort of put on the shelf because nobody knows what the hell's going on. It was clear when we got started that this could be a good business, and now it's up in the air, and so we're not moving ahead with it. Meanwhile, everybody's screaming about the benefits, the power of hemp, and actually getting to the core of the issue is the difference between CBD oil, things that come from hemp, and the stuff, the THC, that comes out of marijuana. Are you still encountering that in your selling your CBD products?
Well, of course. You know, it is such a new industry that it's a lot of an education process. And, you know, pretty much with that education is going to become the consistent consumer. They're going to learn what they're looking for, and they're going to go towards and gravitate towards those products. There are full-spectrum products, which are going to contain small trace amounts of THC, and then there are isolate products. And to each their own. And everyone's going to choose what they prefer and what's working best for them.
You know, I'm looking around at some of the states at the moment, and applications are available for growing hemp in a lot of northeastern states. But again, I go back to Massachusetts. They say, yep, why don't you apply? You can grow it. But then what do they do with it? I mean, that's the ignorance of, at this point. There's no way to really get it processed to use it as a benefit for pain, aches and pain, and also for putting in food, which is what people want. I mean, this is something that the nation is clamoring for with the opioid crisis, and these guys are sitting on their thumbs. So we'll get back to this in a matter of moments.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Continuing on now with our American family farmer. Focus. I think it's an appropriate time to be doing this in January when people are trying to plan what they're growing for. Don't fall into this, somebody from the ag department, the state ag, people say, okay, call, we're calling you, sign up, fill out, spend $700 and get your applications, and then after you grow the hemp, what are you going to do with it? Unless they straighten this mess out state by state, there is no place in most states to process this stuff. So that brings me around. Our guest here is Corey Slovic, who's the CEO of Core Root CBD. And one of the things that you're experiencing in your selling this product, the athletes who are very interested, you were a snowboarder, so you knew that through your experience, the soreness, the pain, that sort of thing, recovery from operations, all that stuff, CBD was a great help. And now, I don't know whether I would say Corey to their credit or not, the NFL is growing closer to allowing their players to use cannabis and to, they have a drug test, right? So if they show up with marijuana in their system, they're out. Now, the thing that really bothers me is that people so confuse CBD and the products that come from the hemp industry with cannabis and what is THC. So maybe, if you don't mind, for the benefit of the farmers as much as anything else, sure. I look at this thing from the NFL, their press release, and it tries to point out that both of those products could be used legally by members of the NFL, but they want to have people understand that THC is one thing, that's for marijuana, and the CBD doesn't have any of that in it, or if it does, it's like, 0.03%. or something.
0.3%. So here's the thing. You know, in the cannabis and the hemp plants are the same species. But
they look the same.
They look the same, somewhat. But they both have about 120 different cannabinoids or genetics. The most prevalent one that everybody knows about is THC, and that's what would get somebody, you know, high or stoned or give you that psychoactive effect. CBD is the next most prevalent one that everybody's been hearing about over the last few years, and that's the one that's, you know, associated with, you know, getting you healthy or, you know, giving you a little bit of a help in that aspect.
Right.
Or at least there's been a lot of anecdotal evidence that is showing that. But the fact of the matter is, like I said, there's a whole heap of other ones. And in the cannabis plant, well, like I said, CBD could be derived from both. The cannabis plant is going to have a THC level that is higher than 0.3%. And that's how the law is going to distinguish whether one is cannabis or one is hemp. So if it has less than 0.3%, it's considered hemp. If it has above 0.3%, it's considered cannabis.
And then it gets tested. How do you, let's talk about what you specifically are doing at Core Roots. Where are you getting the hemp, and how are you processing it? And, you know, what are you using it for? Is it just medicinal, or are you using it to help feed people? Because there's a lot of that going on. The organic world, the vegan world likes to put hemp products in its food. So
All of our products are organic. We do cater to the vegan community as well. We offer vegan gummies, which is a rarity. But to answer your first question, all of our hemp is grown in Kentucky. We actually use a smaller farm. And the reason that we chose Kentucky is because they were one of the first ones, and a lot of these other states are basing their laws off of Kentucky's. So that's first off. Then we move everything
right,
over.
May I make a
sure.
an observation here?
Sure.
It's not an accident that Mitch McConnell was responsible for getting hemp sort of legalized in the Farm Bill in 2018. His
Correct.
Son and his family are the largest producers of hemp. I'm guessing they're not producing it for you, but they have thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of hemp, and they don't know what to do with it either at this point.
Well, I want to go back to the original question, but I'll answer this one first. There's many other aspects to hemp than just CBD. And,
right, there are.
Processing CBD oil. Any plastics could be made from hemp. Any, concrete could be made from hemp. Textiles we've known about for a while. Rope, paper. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's really a devastating crop to many different industries, I should say. But to go back to your original question, so everything is grown in Kentucky, and then we move it over to Connecticut, where it's processed using a CO2 method of extraction.
So how do you get it across? How do you get it from Kentucky to Connecticut?
Oh, you could transport it.
Really? We can't take it to Massachusetts. We can't take the Kentucky cannabis can't come to Massachusetts to get processed.
There's been many articles that have come out recently about how the law isn't familiar with the difference between cannabis or hemp. And there's been a lot of actually large arrests that have been made by officers thinking that it was cannabis, and in return, it was actually hemp, and the product actually did get returned back to them, and all charges were dropped just a couple of weeks later. And that's happened in a few different instances. And that's also going across state lines.
Well, all right, so that's good. We're under the impression that we can't. We've been in touch with people in Kentucky about having it processed up here, and we're told that until the rules change, you won't be able to do it. So now I got to look into that.
They're always changing. But our product line, we have 8 different products as of right now. We're always working on the next one. But we have everything from topicals to oils to gel caps to gummies, as I mentioned before. We even have a pet product, which is one of our better-selling products. So we try to cater to everyone that we possibly can, including our little furry friends.
Yep. I think that there's a it's really exciting. Actually, if you get down to the brass tacks of this, I find it exciting because I see a whole new business. I'm trying to help myself, but also all my colleagues, my friends who are farmers, who no longer, if they were dairy guys, have to grow corn. So they've got thousands of acres of idle land, that you know people grow hay on, but hemp's four times more profitable than hay. So we'd like to see if we can't get that started. But as you say, things are changing every day.
It definitely is an exciting time. And as I said before, there's many different aspects to what could be created from hemp. I think everyone right now is running to process CBD oil, but I think a lot of these other sectors in the industry are being overlooked, or they're also just in their infancy stage. So I would say to any farmer that's looking to get into the hemp-grown industry, I would say to contemplate these other areas as well.
Mm-hmm. So let's turn it from the farmer to the consumer. And advice for people when they're buying, why do the products that you have, why are they selling better than some others? Is it that it's better quality? Do people realize when they read the label what they're getting? And maybe, in fact, are people actually reading the label on these products?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm definitely glad you asked it. In this industry, it's there's a lot of companies that are just trying to, sell a product. And when I developed these products, I wanted to develop something that was really going to, help. So it starts off with the genetics. But aside from that, it has to do with transparency. Okay. There are many products out there that are not lab tested as of right now. There are many products out there that might be lab tested, but they don't show those lab tests to the public. So the consumer doesn't know what they're actually getting. Now, in our case, I always want to make the consumer aware. So we post all of our lab tests, and nothing leaves the facility without being lab tested, nothing. So we post all of our lab tests to the website all the time. There's constantly new lab tests that are going up. But then we also take it one step further, because we have a QR code on all of our bottles. So at any point in time, someone could be standing in their local store. They could take their smartphone, snap a picture of that QR code, and it will bring them right to the lab tests. So now they know exactly what they're getting. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I think that's probably as big a help as anything, because people want to know, and there are people, some people don't pay attention to labels, but I think more and more people are paying attention to labels. Is there anything that you're selling that has an FDA warning on it? Because the FDA has said, out of, again, sheer ignorance, that there are products, or maybe the quality of the product, maybe the testing that goes on, that does need some scrutiny, yes?
Well, we do have our FDA disclaimer on it, obviously. Yeah. And like I said, I think that it all comes down to lab tests. You look at a lot of specific states. Florida is one state that is now requiring to have that QR code on bottles. It's state by state, and that's the frustrating part, because we always, like I said earlier in the conversation, we always need to be, adjusting and bobbing and weaving, so to speak.
Yeah. I'm going to pause for a moment. When we finish our conversation, I want to talk about whether you get involved in the kind of seeds the farmers are growing, the weeds and how that's taken care of, pesticides that are being used from the brand X that we know, those cretins at Monsanto and the others, and what they're doing to try to horn their way into the cannabis business, not so much there, but even into the hemp business. So continuing with Corey Slovic in a matter of moments here, it's 44 past the hour. The bottom line here when it comes to the things that we have that are practical in helping ourselves to have a better life, I talk a lot about how to lose weight using a product called Calitrin. I give you advice on getting a good night's rest using My Pillow. I give you advice on how to look better and feel better about yourself with power swabs. All of those things are aimed at making you feel better. You can find information about all of these products on the various sites. DJVshow.com is probably the best place to go. But I take it from me, from my heart. I want things to be better, and I'm very sincere. And I think most people know that in terms of why I'm doing this and how I'm doing it. Remember, I said earlier in the broadcast, there's no real advertiser support. There are no advertisers here that want to be here because we're talking to farmers. But there are a lot of advertisers who I embrace that are there because not only are they good for the general population, but they're good and helpful for the farmers as well. So keep that in mind as you listen to some of my pitches for some of these products. Continuing on with Mr. Slovic right after this.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with a story of a farmer who planted a million-dollar hemp crop until the people in his state, he's from South Carolina, bulldozed it. They said he used acreage not officially permitted for hemp. This whole thing underscores the lunacy. And I'm close to this because I'm going to be growing hemp and processing it on my farm in Massachusetts. And these state agriculture departments all around the country have made an unbelievable mess over what people want. People want this stuff. And they get into the nuance. And the farm people in my state say, oh, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, even though there's no way to get it processed. Grow the hemp. Then what do you do? Farmers are going bankrupt all over the place, and this was a way for them to sort of get into the new world order of things. But this farmer in South Carolina, he was told that he had, I mean, this should be grown like corn, but instead, law officers showed up at his farm, they handcuffed him and arrested him for illegal hemp cultivation, and then they brought a bulldozer in and bulldozed the whole thing. The farmer said there were 30 police officers coming from all directions, like he was some kind of, he'd robbed a bank or something. And now, all of this money and all this, why isn't there a way, and this is what bugs farmers everywhere. Hemp is indistinguishable from marijuana if you look at it, and it smells the same when it's burned. And so these people thought, in the law enforcement people thought that it was marijuana. I mean, can you imagine anybody being that dumb to grow a field that large? What a disgrace. Outrageous. Outrageous. So there's an update on what's going on in the hemp world on the American Family Farmer. Continuing with a final overview of what Corey Slovic is doing at Core Roots, the relationships you have with farmers. You said you're getting the hemp out of Kentucky for the most part. Do you have relationships with the farmers themselves? Do you oversee, because there's so many different types of seeds around, and the way they handle the growing and the weeds and stuff, how involved are you?
Well, you know, part of being a good owner of a business is knowing your pluses and your minuses, what you're good at and what you're not good at.
Right.
And it's also developing a good team. And I have a very, very good team behind me that has a strong relationship with those farmers in the area. So I look to them for their expertise, and I also give my input, obviously, and then we come to a conclusion.
All right, let's predict where we're going to be, Corey, a year from now, 10 years from now. I was told by somebody when I started doing research on growing hemp that we have only, to this point, met 1/1,000th of the potential for hemp and hemp products. Do you agree with that number?
I do agree with that. There is just a vast amount of products that could be developed from this, as I've said before, things that we're not even thinking of. You know, this plant has been around for a long, long time. People have been using it for many different reasons. And, you know, just over the past 100 years, that's when we haven't been able to use this and, you know, try to develop things from it. So there's something to it, and I'm excited about the future. In terms of the next year, I think there's going to be a lot more regulations that come in, and I think after that, sky's the limit.
You think the regulations will ease the pain of growing this and help, or are they going to still be in the way of actually doing this intelligently?
I think that it will ease the pain a little bit for the farmers. I think that'll ease the pain for the consumer and obviously also ease the pain for us. You know, regulations are needed. You know, this is a
product. Oh, yeah, there are. Yes, there are. But smart regulations.
And yeah. Since the FDA had approved the drug Epidiolex a year or two ago, now the FDA has to step in because it's classified as a drug.
Thank you. Corey Slovic from Core Roots.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Commentary now on a couple of different levels. You'll remember, perhaps, if you listen to this program with regularity, about a month ago I took off on Walmart because they said they wanted to reduce their reliance on the consolidated milk industry, and they've created their own processing plants in 4 or 5 different locations, which means the milk you get at Walmart comes from, guaranteed to come from, farms that are at least 5 to 10,000 head. And that, of course, disrupts the quality of the milk, but they don't really give a damn at Walmart. You're going to buy milk because it's cheap. Like everything else that they have there, it's cheap. And so now they have this week announced that they're getting into the beef business. They are going to make a move. They're opening a 200,000-square-foot meatpacking plant specifically to process Black Angus beef that's grown by farmers that they hire. They are going to have, a good side, if you want to look at the good side, they'll have control, for better or for worse, of the beef from on the hoof to going through the slaughter process, processing, and getting it to their stores. So what that will do in terms of transparency, I guess, remains to be seen. Consolidation is the factor that led to the bankruptcy of Dean Foods. Thank heavens for the cooperative. Dean Foods was acquired by the Sweezer family back in the 80s. And they controlled it. They had a processing facility or a couple on their own. And then they took over the cooperative. And then now it looks like Dairy Farmers of America is going to control it. But without the co-ops, likely the whole milk processing industry would have gone down the tubes. And perhaps the same thing is going to happen when it comes to the beef business. But for those of you who shop at Walmart, if you didn't know that they are processing their milk and now their beef on their own without having any other involvement, just huge dairies, huge growers of beef bringing their product in, now you know that end of the story. I have some comments on milk and the stressing of cows right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJ. V. All right, so a couple of things with regard to milk and cows, milking the dairy end of things. You've heard me say any number of times that milk that doesn't come from a mammary gland, they call it milk, but it isn't. Interesting, there's a new FDA chief who is on the same page as I am regarding this stuff. He calls it fake milk. It is fake milk. It's not fake. I mean, it's not real at all. So he is addressing the National Milk Producers Federation, their eager involvement. It's been a long battle, actually, for labeling transparency of plant-based products that claim to be milk using dairy terms. Hopefully this guy will make it simple for that to be resolved so that you know that you're not buying, when you buy an almond product or a coconut product, that the public knows they're not getting milk at all, because it isn't milk. It's not the definition of milk. Milk comes from a cow. Now, how good the milk is depends on how good the cows are and the process of milking the cows, that sort of thing. But it really does start with the cows. And I'm looking around at some of the dairy guys that are still left. We have fewer than 100 dairy farms left in Massachusetts. I think there are 640 in Vermont. Used to be thousands. Same thing in Wisconsin, New York State, Pennsylvania. So as they get bigger, the farms get bigger. The number of people working and the stresses on those people to get the job done creates a relationship, whether you agree or disagree. I do not believe cows are a commodity. I believe they are beings that react to how you treat them. And if you're under stress, your health is being affected, and the cows, exactly the same. The amount of stress, milking a cow three times a day, milking, first of all, is kind of an unnatural thing in terms of the machines, but it's something they've gotten used to. But I'm telling you, these huge dairies and the kind of stress that it's putting on the people working there, and that goes right to the cows, the quality of the milk. Wow, what a shame it's come down.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.